Here we go, ringing in a new year. Welcome back, everybody. Glad to have you back on the Banning Online Hypnosis Supervision Meetings. Well, we're going to be doing a little bit of stuff from last year. We're carrying on over some things that Kristen are going to be sharing with us. First, let me just tell you, I just got back from Singapore, where we went and taught our biggest class ever in Singapore. It was a lot of fun. As a result, we're going to be doing some interesting things over there. For those of you who are interested in 7-Path, we've got some volunteers now working on translating 7-Path into Chinese. So I just received the first draft of the first 9 recognitions in Chinese characters. And now they're going to go through and go through the entire manual and translate it into Mandarin and the Chinese characters. So I'm just thrilled to hear about that. Also, tomorrow is World Hypnotism Day. So if you can find an excuse to get in front of somebody and tell them about hypnosis, that's a great thing to do. Let all your friends know about the website, www.worldhypnotismday.com. And they can hear some information about hypnosis, read some information about hypnosis. I think there's even some trial hypnosis sessions, some little mini sessions on there. So it's a good way to kind of get the word out about about hypnotism. It's a great excuse for you to kind of blow your horn and tell the world about hypnosis. Also, I want to announce that we're busily working on a new section in the Banyan Hypnosis Mall. The new section is going to be on business resources, so a bunch of links you can get to build your business. Let's see. All right, let me introduce you guys to what's going to be happening next in this part 2 of this volume 16. Okay, we are fortunate today to have Kristen A. Schreier, B.A. in psychology, certified hypnotherapist, back with us to continue telling us about some of her most recent clients. Just to reintroduce her to you folks, she is an NGH certified hypnotherapist and certified 5-Path hypnotherapist through our center. Kristen has been interested in helping other people since she was a little girl. I suppose that's why she got into psychology in the first place. She is very grateful for all the positive changes hypnosis has brought into her life, and she cannot wait to share what she's learned about hypnosis to help others. If you are receiving this CD and it isn't making sense, it's because this is part 2 of this case study sharing experience with Kristen. So make sure you've got volume 16, part 1, before you start listening to this one. All right, let's see. Kristen's going to share with us a little bit about Mary, who's a 17-year-old who has chronic headaches for 8 years. She's gone through hypnosis before but did not receive benefits. Says she was very uncomfortable with the man who did the hypnosis before. She carries a medical diagnosis for chronic headaches. We're able to work with pain, as everyone knows in this group, under the supervision of a physician. She was referred to the Banyan Hypnosis Center by a doctor. She is coming here to work on her, as they called it, pain disorder. She also carries a diagnosis for depression and a sleep disorder. We are not going to be directly working on the depression. However, I wouldn't be surprised one bit if after we get rid of the pain, she's going to find out she's a whole lot less depressed. Why is that? Well, from the secret language of feelings, we know there's primary, secondary, and tertiary. And a primary feeling of being safe and secure would be the feeling she's trying to experience by getting away from these headaches. But everything has led to frustration. Nothing has really worked for her. Frustration is the secondary emotion or feeling. And then when that goes on and on, the tertiary emotion comes up, which is depression. So I suspect we're not going to have to work on the depression directly to get some relief there. All right. Now, this session continues, and Kristen updates us on her progress. Then, time permitting, we'll move on to the next case below, Florence, who we told you just a little bit about before we had last month off. Yes, we had last month off, and we took December off so that everybody could get a break and enjoy the holidays. And now it's January and the 3rd, the day before World Hypnotism Day, and we're ready to roll again. All right, Kristen, why don't you take it from here, and maybe you want to give us a real brief overview of what you've covered so far. Take 5 minutes or so, and then catch us up and continue forward, first with Mary,